There's something hiding in the Appalachian Mountains. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you back for another episode. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true Appalachian horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true Appalachian horror stories. My honey and I love the Appalachian Mountains. But looking back now, I will be more cautious there. There were two areas that my husband and I loved to walk on that had similar smells. One of the areas was in Cade's Cove. We wanted to see the John Oliver cabin and decided to take the wooded route. There are two routes you can take. There are two routes that you can take towards the cabin, an open field and the wooded route. It was just the two of us on the trail. I would say the small route was about half a mile or so, maybe a bit longer. So it was an unbelievably beautiful walk, and we could hear a little rustling here and there along with birds chirping. Then we heard crows nearby. It sounded like the usual crow chat. What got my husband and I to two-step our pace was this heavy, muggy, almost skunk-like smell that seemed to be following us. I told my husband that it smelled like if a skunk had died, and other animals died along with it, topped with a bad body odor. Then we heard a loud crack, and my husband said, "Birds don't break tree branches in the woods." So we took off running until we saw the cabin and other people. It was so spooky. We ended up taking the open field route on our way back to the car. Okay, the second day or so we headed back towards North Carolina to see some of the waterfalls. The hike towards the falls is about 1.7 meters or so. Again, truly short, but it was nothing but uphill. There were two ladies that were heading back and said the waterfall was incredibly beautiful, almost like a scene from Rivendell, from Lord of the Rings. As my husband and I were hiking upwards, that same weird smell from a few days ago began to follow us again. My husband was about 30 feet ahead of me, so I made sure not to lose sight of him. No other weird things happen, just this absolutely horrid smell that would seem to follow us and then eventually fade after a while. I have no clue what it was or what kind of animal could give off that smell. I mean, I was raised in the country, so I know all kinds of smells, especially roadkill. This was no roadkill. Anyone else ever have similar experiences while hiking in the woods? I know this might not be the scariest story, but honestly, it's anomalous and it creeps me out not knowing what causes these smells and what makes them go away so suddenly. First and foremost, I am a non-believer in anything paranormal. I live deep in the Appalachian Mountains. I have never had any encounters with anything supernatural or otherwise. I want to keep this as short as possible. Last night I woke up to my dogs barking. As usual, I let them outside to do their thing. When I open my bedroom door, I step out into the hallway and immediately slip on the floor. One of my dogs had been literally crapping everywhere, running around the house barking, otherwise raising hell. I get up and get to the door to let them out and turn back afterwards towards the closet to get some cleaning supplies. I clean it up and get everything sorted back into the closet. I then let my dogs back inside the house. At this point, nothing too strange has happened, so I go and open the door and let the dogs in. Two of them come in right away. Charlie, the pooping dog, stays out near the perimeter of his electric fence, barking into the dark. I close the door back and go into the bedroom to clean myself up. I take off clothes, shower, and then take the clothes, which were old, so they were basically garbage, and I set them right outside the back door. When I do this, my third dog comes back inside, quickly. Still, at this point, nothing is wrong or out of order that I notice. I take a towel to a few spots around the house to get all the fecal matter. I decided to throw out the towel along with my pajamas, so I take the towel and head towards the back door. I grab the stuff I am throwing out, all together, in a small basket and head towards the trash bin. Yes, this is where things start to get weird. As I walk, I do notice it is pitch black outside and no light from inside is shining out since I had been asleep. I think as soon as I considered how dark it was, I began to hear the whistling. As soon as I hear the whistle, I hear Charlie inside the house barking, going absolutely ballistic. I stopped to consider what it was. A bird, maybe? But it obviously was not. The whistle goes up and down in pitch with fluidity and stops at certain pitches. There is no rhyme or pattern to it that I can discern. I stop walking as soon as I heard the whistle. As I said before, I do not believe in monsters or demons or anything like that. I do believe, however, that there are certainly sick humans. I listen for another few minutes before dropping the basket and briskly walking back inside, locking the door for good measure. I live in central North Carolina. I don't know if anybody has ever experienced anything like this phantom whistling. I slept with my sawed-off shotgun last night. I'm not sure what to think or what to do about it. So the following story happened around 2014 in the Appalachian Mountains of Pennsylvania. I was somewhere around 14 or 15 years old when I had this initial experience, and it left my mind until I began researching abductions and different paranormal entities. Everyone within my rural area lives in the forest and hunts religiously, and I am no exception to that rule. It was sometime in October, archery buck season, in Bedford, Pennsylvania. It was a normal evening of hunting at the base of the mountain in the swamps that my family owned. My dad was not near me at the time as he was on the opposite end, waiting for a large buck that he had been trying to ambush. I was sitting in my climber stand in a pine tree-packed area with two trails running underneath me. It was still bright outside, and with just slight darkness to the area, enough that you could see a haze of flashlight. Yet, still, see clearly ahead without it. I was facing the mountainside so thick that pine trees mostly covered the sky from my view. I heard leaves begin to crackle, and suddenly roughly 5 or 6 deer ran full speed past my stand and back up the mountain. They came out of the pine saplings that lay in front of me, as if they came out of nowhere. It was at that moment a massive LED-looking light flashed and seemed to fill the sky above me. It was a bluish light and covered 3 to 4 treetops. As quickly as it flashed, it left, however, and when it left, everything turned dark. It was ridiculous to think that it turned dark that quickly, as I could not see the reflective side of my bow at that point. It was as if the sun just went out as soon as it went over the distant mountains on my back. I sat there dumbfounded, pondering what had happened for about 10 minutes. Before my dad came by on his side-by-side on the road. I left the stand that night weirded out by it, but I tried not to think much of it until the next day. I woke up with a cold sore in my left eye, which is not unusual for me, as it happened all the time due to sunlight or stress. I got dressed and went to school, but as the day went on, I began to get a bad headache. I made it to lunch when a lunch lady, who was a friend, looked at me bewildered. I had not noticed, but on the right side of my head, it was swollen severely. It was sticking out a good half inch. Almost, it seemed to be giving me a lopsided appearance. She told me to go to the nurse's office quickly. I went to the nurse's suite, and she promptly called my mom to take me to the doctor, as she thought I may have contracted shingles from a teacher who had an outbreak that month. We went to the doctor, and he looked at me and sent me home after explaining it was probably a poison of some kind while I was up in that tree that got on me. I know my area, and there is not poison oak locally, and I do not get affected by poison ivy all that much. After I got home, I forgot about the situation and moved on. My head got better, and I did not give it much thought until this summer, when I had my first sleep paralysis situation. After I had it, I began to investigate different paranormal things, and for the first time, I looked into abduction stories and Mothman sightings. Conjunctivitis and different after effects made me think back to my experience with the tree stand. The reasons I'm bringing this story up is because of the lost time that went by, the sudden flash, the deer appearing from nowhere without any prior sound, and the after effects of the experience, which happened the day after. I do not remember seeing anything or having nightmares directly after the incident, but it makes me wonder what I saw that night. If anybody listening to the show has any idea what this could have been, please let me know down in the comments. It'd be greatly appreciated. So I worked at the Appalachian Mountain Club at the base of Mount Washington for about 4 months or so about a year ago, and moved up further north about 2 years ago. Ever since then, I've been terrified of the woods at night. To begin with, I have believed in ghosts and whatnot since I was young after several experiences. I would say it first began once I started working for the AMC Visitor Center, and I can verify that if you do not believe me at all, we had put sunglasses on all stuffed raccoons above the front desk and named it Chet. Those sunglasses were mine. I worked the Black Bear Cafe, the sandwich shop, most days, but occasionally got drafted for some functions that ran until 10 or so, and I was good friends with most of the teens that lived on site, so I used to loiter there after hours for some time. Every once in a while, as I walked from the dorms to the main building, I would see lights up on the mountain, and I usually dismissed it as some kind of hiker or camper, and most other people did as well. It was a very rainy night, so I could have been hearing things or it could have just been my own paranoia. But some light seemed awfully close and it bobbed up and down quickly, so I went to go see if someone needed help. But it quickly went out and I could see from my phone light a crouched, very dark humanoid shape hunched over. I ran. Screw that noise. The next day, I asked the dishwasher who I was awfully close to. He had claimed to see something similar, but no one else had believed him, as he was pretty new. I had about 2 months left on my work contract, so I decided to keep quiet about it. Where I live is a town based around a small paper mill. I had a close friend come up and we decided to go for a walk in the woods across the street. It was about midnight at the time, and being college students, we did not care about sleep at all. The area of the woods we walked in used to be a street in the early 1900s, so there is a lot of road bits, but there is one specific spot that I have no better way to describe than unearthly. It was damn near perfectly circular, and a lack of foliage around it made it noticeable. Again, I have no better way to describe it other than it called to me. I had a weird possession to sit on this rock. I had my friend watch my back as he had a weird feeling about it. About a minute in, I had gotten a splitting headache, and as much as I wanted to get off this rock, I just could not move. I was absorbed in something else. Some sort of energy enveloped me. About another minute or so had passed, and I had called out to my friend to see if he saw anything, and he claimed to see a dark, hunched-over humanoid figure in one of the trees. I had to have him drag me off of the rock, and we ran out of the woods. It was such a weird experience. Sitting on that rock seemingly paralyzed me, and I could not move again, on my own, until my friend dragged me off. Has anybody ever had experiences similar to this? What is happening in the Appalachian Mountains? To preface this story, I am a bit of a skeptic when it comes to the paranormal. I am open-minded, but I always look for a rational explanation for odd things. My husband and I live on a farm of about 100 acres and raise cattle. It is a family farm. My dad grew up here, my grandpa lived and worked this land until the day he died. I am familiar with every inch and have never felt scared walking the farm or the surrounding land. A few months ago, one of our cattle disappeared. She had a calf, and if you are unfamiliar with cattle, it is strange for a cow to leave her calf, depending on the cow, of course. Our farm is in the Appalachian foothills in Kentucky, so there are quite a few hollers around. We figured that the cow probably wandered down into the holler and died in the brush somewhere, or got into a neighbor's field. My husband looked and looked, but never found her. Never found a body, never found any evidence of that cow. The day she went missing, there were some strange spots in the grass of the field where it was all laid down as if something had smashed it, and oddly enough, two vehicles ran out of gas right near those weird spots. I thought it was just a weird, spooky coincidence. Today, my favorite cow went missing. My husband, sister, and I spent approximately 5 hours searching for this cow. We combed every inch of fields, we searched the hollers, we checked the neighbor's fields, no sign of her. She also had a calf, and was notoriously known to be a good mama, and the calf is still here. I figured she got out into a neighboring cornfield, or perhaps someone stole her, which would have been weird because she was an older cow and was the only one missing. Until I experienced the strangest thing that makes me think that maybe it is supernatural. My sister and I were out hunting. We were looking for the missing cows, and we were also looking for dinner. It was around 6:30 to 7 p.m., and between two of our fields there is a piece of land that we do not own that juts in between two of the fields we do own. It is mostly a wooded area and is bordered with a barbed wire fence. I knew our cows sometimes crossed over, so I wanted to search in there. I've also seen some pretty big bucks in there before, so maybe we'd be getting ourselves some good deer meat. My sister and I, both in our late 20s and growing up in woods all around, we always hunted, climbed waterfalls, dodged snakes, pulled ticks off ourselves. Nothing really scared us, and nothing really scares us now. I crossed over the barbed wire to go look for the cow, and my sister stopped. Which is weird. She is my younger sister, and always follows me no matter where we go. I was teasing her, calling her a chicken, and telling her I had been there before and that I would not take her anywhere dangerous, and she knows that. She kept stalling, and I finally got short with her and yelled at her to come on. She crossed the barbed wire, but kept stopping. Finally, she caught up to me. But as I walked further into the woods, I just got a bad feeling. The only way I can describe it is it's just ominous and dark. My sister also kept saying that she could not hear me, even though I was talking loudly and was only like 2 feet away from her. I couldn't have been any further than that. I finally stopped, turned around, and we booked it out of there. Once we crossed back over the barbed wire, that feeling went away. My sister went home for a couple of hours because she was so unusually tired. I texted her and asked her if she thought the woods felt off. She says that she was terrified the entire time. I will quote what she said below. It was like we were going down a path, a dark path to nowhere. I like to explore, but it did not feel right. It gives me chills and almost makes me want to cry just thinking about it. So I just told myself I was psyching myself out. It was right when we passed the fence, like we were somewhere we should not have been. I was scared. I trust you and everything, of course, but the feeling I got standing and looking into the woods was just telling me not to go, not to cross the fence. The farther we went, the worse it got, like a shadow or something screaming at me, telling me to go back. Afterward, I got a heavy feeling making me so tired and sad. This all happened in one evening. We never found the cow or any sign of her, and we never found any good deer to bag. I also have this horrible lingering feeling from being in those woods. I feel dread when I think about it. I'm exhausted and I'm jumpy. I wanted to recount this story somewhere so I would not forget the details and see if anyone has had any similar experiences or thoughts on what might be happening, supernatural or otherwise. I can tell you, I have never felt anything like that in my entire life, and my sister is never scared, which scared me even more.
I go to a university in Asheville, North Carolina.
In my freshman year here, I went camping a couple of times with some close friends. We always went to the same campsite by the French Broad River, pretty cheap and tucked away in the trees. This particular mid-November camping trip was like the first couple. We loaded up on supplies and piled into my friend Jacob's truck to go to the campsite. We set up our tent sometime around dusk, ate food, and messed around for a while, and finally went to bed sometime after midnight. I woke up sometime before dawn and I had to pee. I bundled up in a second sweater because late fall nights can get very chilly here, and went outside to do my business. When I say that our campsite was right next to the river, I mean it was right next to the river, less than 20 feet away from the edge of the water. So I decided to pop a quick squat behind a tree on the riverbank and look at the water while I took a whiz. I was pretty drowsy still at this point, and the cold wasn't doing much to wake me up either. I was just gazing out at the river, eyes almost glazed over, when I spotted something. A figure was standing in the middle of the freezing cold French Broad River at 3 in the morning. I'm pretty sure my pee stream retracted back up into me. The moonlight was fairly bright, but I knew that sleepy eyes can play tricks on you. I squinted my eyes and rubbed them. I widened them as far as they could go, shielded them and everything. It was definitely a person about halfway across the river, standing waist deep in the running water. I couldn't tell in the dark, but I'm sure it was facing our camp. I don't know what gender it was, but the moonlight that reflected off of it was pale enough to make me think it wasn't wearing any clothes. Once my brain was fully awake and processing that the person staring at me from the freezing river was actually there, I hiked my pants up and proceeded to wake up my friends and tell them what I had just seen. We all looked out of the tent, and sure enough, River Person is still standing there, completely freaking still. We huddled back in the tent to figure out what we were going to do, and we eventually packed up our stuff and left before sunrise. River Person was there watching us do it the entire time. I don't think I'll be camping in the Appalachian Mountains anytime soon. A couple of summers ago, I went for a camping trip with some friends just outside of Boone, North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains. The campsite was privately owned and all around an awesome place. It is called Blue Bear, and I would recommend it to anyone who wants a good, fun camping trip with no state officials to confiscate your booze. I think it was the second night we were there. We had acquired a half gallon of some evil-looking rum. Me and the two fellas I was camping with had opted for one of the more out-of-the-way primitive sites about a mile hike down from the ridge. It was pretty far away from the main campsites where everyone else seemed to be staying. We knew no one else would come close enough to complain about our belligerence and had killed the entire half gallon in no more than 20 to 30 minutes. After finishing off the bottle, the night really only lasted about 2 hours. We ran around the woods shirtless, shoeless, and brainless until we all passed out. If it sounds stupid, it is, because it was. Lots of fun, though. Next thing I know, I'm awake, wide awake, and I can hear something moving around probably about 20 yards or so outside of the tent that I was sleeping in. I feel completely sober and very uneasy in the moment. I can feel and hear this thing's presence as it slowly moves through dead leaves and twigs. I am thinking to myself that this is probably just a deer, and maybe at the very worst, a black bear. Neither would be much of a problem, as we did not have any food lying around or anything other than a tent, really. Then this thing let out a call that was unlike anything I had ever heard. It is almost impossible to describe what it sounded like, but I can say it was bird-like, like somewhere between a turkey and an owl, and something ungodly. It was loud as hell, but what scared me about it was its complexity. It sounded like this thing was speaking a full-fledged language. It cried out a few more times, and each time the call was just as complex, but completely different. It was extremely alarming and put me in full-on fight-or-flight mode. I sat up and began to build the courage to go outside and face this creature. Then, just like that, it was morning, and I'm lying on my back just waking up once again. Both my buddies are already up and outside of the tent with a fire going. I instantly start losing my cool and ask if they heard the insane stuff that I had heard just hours before. Neither of them had, because I was unable to reproduce the sound at all. I could not give them any idea of what it might have been. Fast forward to spring break of next year and I'm going camping again. This time deep in the Nantahala National Forest, which is in the easternmost part of that state, and is much more remote than our previous camp. We set up our camp about 8 to 10 miles away from the entrance to the park. There were no roads in the area, and the closest civilization was probably 20 to 30 miles away. This time, I am with 3 guys other than myself. There is no drinking involved, and we were all sober. It is the 3rd night of our trip, and it is very cold. Our, quote-unquote, spring break took place in early March, and the nighttime temperatures are more than a few degrees below freezing. Once again, I awake in the middle of the night. I want to say it was around 2:30 or so in the morning. Well, damn. If I am not hearing the same exact freaky-ass noise coming from just behind me outside of the tent, I am instantly terrified this time, as I now suspect that some truly strange things are going on, because I know that this is the same exact creature. This time I am determined to catch a glimpse of it or something before I never get the chance again. I am in my tent with my good friend and his brother. I go to wake up my friend, and once again it is like I passed out or something. Because, next thing I remember, I'm waking up in the morning. Obviously, I burst out of the tent and start ranting about this unknown bird creature that I have now had 2 encounters with. No one knows what I'm talking about. My friend does not recall me trying to wake him up in the slightest. I guess I could probably have made this story a little shorter, as it is basically about me hearing a weird noise, but let me tell you, this noise was triggering full-on survival instincts and terrifying me on both occasions. I have spent hours on the internet listening to bird calls and other nocturnal noises from the Appalachian area. I have never been able to find anything that even comes close to the way this thing sounded. Whatever it was, I find it to be an incredible coincidence that I heard it on 2 separate occasions, miles and miles apart from each other, and at completely different times of the year. If anyone has a good idea to what this could be, please let me know, and thank you for sharing my story. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true Appalachian horror stories. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's from the Appalachian area or somewhere else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton in the YouTube algorithm. If you're listening on iTunes or another podcast platform, be sure to give me a 5-star rating, as it helps the show grow outside of YouTube. If you're new to the channel, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and join the swamp. Be sure to turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them nearly every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go and you would like to still listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories everywhere you are, but don't have YouTube Premium, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories absolutely free from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. And like I said, it's absolutely free and always will be. If you would like to support the Swamp outside of hitting that like button, giving us a rating, and subscribing, maybe check out the merch store. I have everything from face masks, to t-shirts, to hoodies, and more. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I couldn't do this without you guys. I'd love to know, down in the comments down below, what story was your favorite in tonight's video. I'd probably have to say that last one was mine. Very interesting stuff going out there in the Appalachian area. What's the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you? I'd also love to know that. Maybe send it into the show at swampdweller.net to be featured in a future video. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video. And remember, Stay safe out there in the wild, my friends.